Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm Mike Schaefer. I'm your host. I act like I forget who I am. It's a 3-day weekend here for me, with Monday being President's Day. It's off, so it's Sunday. Typically, I'd be working tomorrow, but I'm in the midst of a 3-day weekend and seemingly forgot who I was for a minute there. But all the same, I'm your host, and this is the How to Sleep Podcast. Thanks for stopping by today and giving us a listen. Hope you're doing okay, having a wonderful day. Whether it's in the morning you're listening to this, maybe some chores during the day, maybe you're on a road trip, although potentially, unless podcasts keep you awake, especially one designed to help you sleep, hopefully you're not driving too much, or it's nighttime. And you wanted to get some sleep. By the way, thanks for joining us. It's funny, I was just thinking about Bob Ross, the painter. If you're not familiar with him, he made, you know, his name in the, I forget the years, it had to have been the late 80s, early 90s, maybe both. Public access TV station or TV show he had, Bob Ross. And he just painted, you know, he had his canvas and he very calmly explained what he was painting, described the colors he was using, the brushes he was using, the technique he was using, and a lot of naturescapes, a lot of trees. So he was definitely known for that. But he was also known for being very calming. And he was one, a show that I listened to, or well, listened to, I guess, because a lot of times my eyes were closed, in college. I took a lot of weekend naps to Bob Ross. He only aired on the weekends, reruns of his show. There wasn't really any streaming platforms back then, so a lot of Bob Ross. And I was thinking of him because I actually stumbled across, if you're not familiar, Pluto TV, which is a free streaming service that has all sorts of channels. It's really quite impressive, and they had a Bob Ross channel now, an entire station dedicated to him. So how cool is that? And I was watching, and I was just thinking of this podcast, and hopefully it's soothing to many of you, and that's why you're here. Definitely Bob Ross was soothing to me, so I'm sure some type of influence here as well. So I was reminiscing about him the other day. So as we get started, just thinking about, you know, being comfortable and closing our eyes and getting a chance to breathe and sleep and relax and sleep and get ourselves in the right headspace to do that. So there's where we're at with the How to Sleep podcast today. So what are we going to get into? You know, I have a record player. If you go far back to the start of the podcast, there's sort of like a combo record player, like CD recorder, I believe. I forget the exact specifics of it. And I liked it for sure. It's a great episode. You should listen to it if you haven't already. What I didn't do is the manual for my record player. Now, if you've ever seen these modern record players, I grew up with my dad having his record player. I remember it had a clear plastic cover that went down over it. The one I have is orange, and it looks essentially like a suitcase, like a briefcase. Sorry, not a suitcase. It's just not that big. It's an orange briefcase that has a handle. It latches like a briefcase, and only when you lay it on its side and or on its bottom and you open it, flip the top open, you see the brand Crosley, and you see the record player. And the speakers are in the front, and you know I have it set up in my living room, and I recently you know, someone, I guess it is Valentine's Day as I record this. Someone special in my life got me a sort of a limited edition, in this case, Eric Church albums, all white. It's pretty sweet. And I was listening to that yesterday. And then I have, you know, a box of old records that last time I was at my parents' house up in Michigan, my my dad sent me home with. He basically just said, "Here's all my collection. Take your pick." And I took a lot of them. Actually, my mom mailed them to me. Now that I think about it, and I was listening to Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen and Van Morrison, all sorts of great stuff, and just enjoying it. And so I thought, you know what? It's a great Sunday. It's a relaxing Sunday. Listening to music always relaxes me. When I want to be relaxed, definitely picks me up when I want to. But in this case, it was very relaxing. I thought that'd be a good way to kick off today's episode, is to talk about that and get into the Crosley manual for my record player. So that's what we're going to do today, as I'm sure you saw by the title of the episode. So a little bit shorter. Which is good. I think this is a good length for today's episode. I think you're going to love it. Next week, we're going to have a little bit longer one that harkens back to a time when I was a bit younger. And a device that I used quite a bit as a kid to sort of express my creative side. So that's next week. This week, this episode, Crosley. The CR49 Traveler record player. All right, so the manual again, manual in the show notes to the PDF. If you want to check it out, follow along. We start with, you see what it looks like. Open the record player, that is. So their website, www.crosleyradio.com. We start off with a lot of important safety instructions. So, important safety instruction. Please read carefully all the following important safeguards that are applicable to your equipment. And there are 22 of them. So, let's get into it. Deep breath. Number one, read instructions. All the safety and operating instructions should be read before the product is operated. Number two, retain instructions. The safety and operating instructions should be retained for future reference. Number three, heed warnings. All warnings on the product and in the operating instructions should be adhered to. Number four, follow instructions. All operating and use instructions should be followed. Number five, cleaning. Unplug this product from the wall outlet before cleaning. Do not use liquid cleaners or aerosol cleaners. Use a damp cloth for cleaning. Number six, attachments. Do not use attachments not recommended by the product manufacturer, as they may cause hazards. Number seven, water and moisture. Do not use this product near water. For example, near a bathtub, washbowl, kitchen sink, or laundry tub, in a wet basement, or near a swimming pool, and the like. Number eight, a product and cart combination should be moved with care. Quick stops, excessive force, and uneven surfaces may cause the product and cart combination to overturn. Number nine, ventilation. Slots and openings in the cabinet are provided for ventilation and to ensure reliable operation of the product and to protect it from overheating. And these openings must not be blocked or covered. The openings should never be blocked by placing the product on a bed, sofa, rug, or other similar surface. This product should not be placed in a built-in installation such as a bookcase or rack unless proper ventilation is provided or the manufacturer's instructions have been adhered to. Number 10, power sources. This product should be operated only from the type of power source indicated on the marking label. If you are not sure of the type of power supply to your home, consult your product dealer or local power company. If you're unsure of the power supply, there's power supply to your home. For products intended to operate from battery power or other sources, refer to the operating instructions. Number 11, grounding or polarization. This product may be equipped with a polarized alternating current line plug, a plug having one blade wider than the other. This plug will fit into the power outlet only one way. This is a safety feature. If you are unable to insert the plug fully into the outlet, try reversing the plug. If the plug should fail to fit, contact your electrician to replace your obsolete outlet. Do not defeat the safety purpose of the polarized plug. Number 12, power cord protection. Power. Supply cords should be routed so that they're not likely to be walked on or pinched by items placed upon or against them, paying particular attention to cords at plugs, convenience receptacles, and the point where they exit from the product. Number 13, lightning. For added protection for this product during a lightning storm or when it is left unattended and unused for long periods of time, unplug it from the wall outlet and disconnect the antenna or cable system. This will prevent damage to the product due to lightning and power line surges. Number 14, power lines. An outside antenna system should not be located in the vicinity of overhead power lines or other electric light or power circuits, or where it can fall into such power lines or circuits. When installing an outside antenna system, extreme care should be taken to keep from touching such power lines or circuits, as contact with them might be fatal. Number 15, overloading. Do not overload wall outlets, extension cords, or integral convenience receptacles, as this can result in a risk of fire or electric shock. Number 16, object and liquid entry. Never push objects of any kind into this product through openings, as they may touch dangerous voltage points or short out parts that could result in a fire or electric shock. Never spill liquid of any kind on the product. Number 17, servicing. Do not attempt to service this product yourself, as opening or removing covers may expose you to dangerous voltage or other hazards. Refer all servicing to qualified service personnel. Number 18, damage requiring service. Unplug this product from the wall outlet and refer servicing to qualified service personnel under the following conditions. A, when the power supply cord or plug is damaged. B, if liquid has been spilled or objects have fallen into the product. C, if the product has been exposed to rain or water. D, if the product does not operate normally by following the operating instructions. Adjust only those controls that are covered by the operating instructions, as an improper adjustment of other controls may result in damage and will often require extensive work by a qualified technician to restore the product to its normal operation. E, if the product has been dropped or damaged in any way. And F, when the product exhibits a distinct change in performance. This indicates a need for service. Number 19, replacement parts. When replacement parts are required, be sure the service technician has used replacement parts specified by the manufacturer or have the same characteristics as the original part. Unauthorized substitutions may result in fire, electric shock, or other hazards. Number 20, safety check. Upon completion of any service or repairs to this product, ask the service technician to perform safety checks to determine that the product is in proper operating condition. Number 21, wall or ceiling mounting. The product should be mounted to a wall or ceiling only as recommended by the manufacturer. And 22, heat. The product should be situated away from heat sources such as radiators, heat registers, stoves, or other products, including amplifiers, that produce heat. Warning: changes or modifications to this unit not expressly approved by the party responsible for compliance could void the user's authority to operate the equipment. Note: this equipment has been tested and found to comply with the limits for a Class B digital device pursuant to Part 15 of the FCC rules. These limits are designed to provide reasonable protection against harmful interference in a residential installation. This equipment generates, uses, and can radiate radio frequency energy, and if not installed and used in accordance with the instructions, may cause harmful interference to radio communications. However, there is no guarantee that interference will not occur in a particular installation. If this equipment does cause harmful interference to radio or television reception, which can be determined by turning the equipment off and on, the user is encouraged to try to correct the interference by one or more of the following measures. Reorient or relocate the receiving antenna. Increase the separation between the equipment and receiver. Connect the equipment into a circuit different from that to which the receiver is connected. Consult the dealer or an experienced radio TV technician for help. Whew, what a way to start a manual. My goodness. All right, continuing on. Next page. Warning. To reduce the risk of fire or electric shock, do not expose this appliance to rain or moisture. Caution. Use of controls or adjustments or performance of procedures other than those specified may result in hazardous radiation exposure. Caution. Risk of electric shock. Do not open. Caution. To reduce the risk of electric shock, do not remove cover or back. No user serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. The lightning flash with arrowhead symbol with an equilateral triangle is intended to alert user to the presence of uninsulated, dangerous voltage within the product's enclosure that may be of sufficient magnitude to constitute risk of electric shock to persons. The exclamation point within an equilateral triangle is intended to alert user to the presence of important operating and maintenance servicing instruction in the literature accompanying the appliance. I love this manual. Just going to say that right now. It's great. Very thorough. Specification, power supply, AC adapter, DC 12 volts, 0.5A included. Power consumption 15 watts, speed 33 1/3, 45 and 78 RPM, speaker 3x5 inch dynamic type x2, replacement needle NP1. Little asterisks here, design and specifications, subject to change without notice. Okay, page 3. Welcome. Thank you for purchasing the Crosley Traveler CR49. Before operating this unit, please read this manual thoroughly and retain it for future reference. About this manual, instructions in this manual describe the control functions of the CR49. Table of contents. Getting started. Unpacking, page 4. Power source, page 4. Control locators, page 5. Base operation, turntable operation, page 6, accessory adapter for 45 RPM, page 6, and general troubleshooting guide 7, page 7, and warranty, page 8. Easy enough. Next page, getting started. Unpacking. Step 1, remove packing materials from unit. Note, save all packing materials. Step 2, remove plastic bag covering radio. Step 3, remove plastic safety cover from AC plug. Step 4, open lid and remove styrofoam shipping material from turntable. Step 5, remove black tie wrap from under the tone arm. And step 6, remove white protective needle cover by gently pulling towards the front of the unit. All right. Little picture there showing how to remove that white protective needle. Setup. One step. Plug AC adapter into appropriate outlet. We have a picture of the AC adapter and a note. This product may be equipped with a polarized alternating current line plug, a plug having one blade wider than the other. This plug will fit into the power outlet only one way. This is a safety feature. If you are unable to insert the plug fully into the outlet, try reversing the plug. If the plug should still fail to fit, contact your electrician to replace your obsolete outlet. Do not defeat the safety purpose of the polarized plug. power source. Unwind the AC power adapter located in a white box inside the packaging foam. Connect the small end of the adapter to the back of the turntable. Connect the other end to an AC power outlet. All right. Next page, 5, control locators. Unit controls. So we have 13 parts listed, and then on the left side, the right side, we have a top-down view of the record player with corresponding numbers pointing to each part. And then, so that's 1 through 10 on the top-down diagram, and then there's a back view of the player, and we have item parts 11 through 13 listed diagram. So for the parts, we have number 1, adapter for 45 RPM record, 2, cue lever, 3, tone arm, 4, speed control switch, 33 and a third, 45 and 78 RPM, 5, power light indicator, 6, tone arm rest, 7, security hook, 8, tone control, 9, on-off volume knob, 10, turntable, 11, speaker, 12, adapter jack, 13, AC adapter, placed in a white cardboard box, location at on side of play foam. Those are our control locators. All right, page 6, turntable operation. Turn the unit on by rotating the on-off volume rotary knob 9 located on the front panel to the on position. Step 1, set the speed control switch 4 to desired speed, 33 and a third, 45 or 78 RPM. Place the record on the turntable. Step 2, use the cue lever 2 to raise the tone arm off its rest. Pull the tone arm 3 slightly to the right side until hearing the click sound to activate the turntable. 3, move the tone arm over the record and use the cue lever to lower it to the point you want the record to start. Adjust the on-off volume rotary knob to the desired listening level. And step 4, at the end of the record, the tone arm will stop automatically. You must return the tone arm to armrest by hand. And accessory adapter for 45 RPM. This adapter allows you to play 45 RPM records. Step 1, place the 45 RPM adapter over the spindle. Step 2, gently place your 45 RPM record onto the turntable. And step 3, follow the steps under turntable operation to play your record. All right, 2 more pages left. Page 7, general troubleshooting. The unit does not operate. 1, the AC power cord is not connected to a power outlet. 2, the unit is not turned on. Rotate the volume knob from the off position. Turntable. No sound is coming from unit. 1, the white protective needle cover was not removed. 2, the volume is not turned up. Tone arm will not move. 1, black tie wrap was not removed from underneath tone arm. 2, tone arm hold down clip was not released. All right. Easy enough to get your records playing. We're going to finish up one final page, 8, limited manufacturer's warranty. Another deep breath. Crosley Radio Incorporated warrants the product to be free from defects in material and workmanship under normal use for a period of 1 year from the original date of purchase. This warranty is not transferable. If the product is determined to be defective during the warranty period, the unit will be repaired or replaced at Crosley Radio's sole discretion. This warranty covers manufacturing defects in normal consumer use and does not cover damage or failure as a result of abuse, accident, alterations, misuse, neglect, abnormal wear and tear, inadequate maintenance, commercial or unreasonable use, damage caused by power surges, mishandling, accident, acts of God, or attempted repair by an unauthorized service agent. Also not covered are cosmetic damages, cords, and antennas. Should this product fail to function in a satisfactory manner, it is best to first return it to the store or retailer where it was originally purchased. If additional service is still needed, the original purchaser must first contact our offices to obtain an RA, Return Authorization Number. To obtain an RA number, call 1-888-CROSLEY, 1-888-276-7539. Send the unit prepaid to the address below in the original packaging or reasonable substitute to prevent damage. Clearly mark your RA number on the outside packaging and include the original sales receipt or a copy indicating date of purchase, amount paid, and place of purchase. You must also include your full name, shipping address, and daytime contact number. Please include a check or money order in the amount of $19.95 made payable to Crosley Radio to cover handling and return shipping charges. Returned products will not be shipped to P.O. boxes. Crosley Radio will not be responsible for delays or unprocessed claims resulting from a purchaser's failure to provide any or all of the necessary information. Crosley Radio, Attention Returns Department, 2001 Production Drive, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299. For additional support, Crosley Radio Consumer Service Department, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Telephone 1-888-CROSLEY, 1-888-276-7539. There are no express warranties except as listed above. The purchaser's bill of sale is the only proof of warranty entitlement. This warranty gives the purchaser specified legal rights, in addition to any rights which may vary from state to state. In accordance with the Moss-Magnuson Warranty Act of July 10, 1975, this is termed a limited warranty, which in no way compromises Crosley Radio's high standards of quality and workmanship. There you have it. There's my record player. I realize it's slightly different than mine, slightly different model. So I was a little off there, almost identical. I don't have the 45 RPM accessory, but very similar and cool manual. I sort of dig what they were doing there, especially at the beginning. A lot of safety protocols and instructions, a ton. I love them explaining what the lightning flash symbol, you know, what it looks like and what it means. Same for the exclamation point within an equilateral triangle, and its intent to alert users of various things to be worried about. Cool manual. Yeah, I really like that one. If you have a record player, why not go online and dig up what the manual can look like for your record player, especially if it's an older one. I would love to cover it too, if you find it and like it. So share away. As always, we get to the end of the show. Hopefully you're sleeping by now. If not, and if you're sleeping, I'm saying this and you don't hear it, and you're not going to be able to share the show with your friends and family, but I would love it. We've gotten some more reviews on iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, I should say. So if you haven't done that already and you're liking the show, definitely helps. So please do that. And then a couple ways on social media that I could definitely be more active on. Facebook, How to Sleep Podcast, we're there. Instagram, How to Sleep Podcast, we're there as well. And you can email the show, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com. But other than that, hope you enjoyed this one. This was fun. I really did. So if you're having a three-day weekend, you're listening to it then, by all means, continue enjoying. If it's a regular weekend, continue enjoy. If you're listening to this a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, I hope you get some great sleep. And until next episode, I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.